The Harry Blog. Tuesday, 19th August, 2014. Today was the first time I met my fellow OCamp members. The camp was set up by three second-year students who were doing the accounting and finance course that I would soon be following. They contacted me on WhatsApp and told me that an introductory get-together would be held in one of the lecture rooms on campus. I was almost late. The buildings are like rabbit warrens, and my sense of direction is not brilliant even at the best of times. Luckily, a girl told me where to go, or I would never have found the place. Guess how many people were there in my OCamp group? 34. And these people will be my classmates for the next 4 years. When everybody had settled down, the camp captains suggested we play a few games to get to know each other. By the end of the third game, I knew the names of almost all the people in the group. But the best part of the day was Dembeat. I had never heard of this. The name's short for Demonstration of Beat. It's a short rap with repetitive slogans, and each group got a distinctive rhythm. We came up with a catchphrase and practiced it 100 times. I was whacked. Tuesday, 26 August, 2014. The first day of the off-campus OCamp. I hadn't slept a wink last night. We arrived on campus at 8 o'clock. The camp leaders gathered us together, checked off our names and made sure that we all had everything we needed. Then they gave each of us a cool red t-shirt with the name of the university on it. I put mine on immediately. Then we were off on a scavenger hunt. They gave us a list of things we had to do. We had 3 hours to charge around and get all the tasks done. The frantic search started, and we headed off for Chimsa Choi, then Yao Ma Tei, and then up to Mong Kok. It was hectic checking off all the tasks on the list. We took lots of selfies to prove that we hadn't cheated. Then, late afternoon, we set off for our campsite in Sai Kung. We arrived about 6, and we were all dying of hunger. We had a quick dinner, and then one of the captains lit a campfire. We all sat round and chatted and laughed and sang. It was a great evening. I even had a dance, and I usually hate dancing. I have 2 left feet. After the campfire party, which ended with a rousing performance of our Dembeat, we played games in our room. Some of these were quite tricky and involved thinking in ways I wasn't used to. It got the old brain cells going again. Wednesday, 27 August, 2014. I thought we were going to sleep after playing the brain games, but it turned out that we were up all night. We chatted and told ghost stories. Goodness, we didn't notice it was breakfast time until the captain knocked on our door. After having a mushy sandwich, we were split into houses and then into teams. We played several games. The best was Water Wars. We filled balloons with water and each of us threw a balloon at someone who had to answer a question within 30 seconds. Everyone, of course, got drenched from head to toe. Then we did Murder Mystery, a role-playing game. Someone played the victim, one of us played the murderer, and we all had to look for clues around the campsite and work out who the murderer was. Our team solved the mystery faster than the other teams, and we scored the highest mark overall in our house. Hooray! We played some more games after dinner, and then the OCamp was suddenly over. I couldn't believe it. It was one of the best things I'd ever done. Our leaders were great at taking care of us and answering questions about university. It made me all relaxed about becoming a university student. I will be working with friends and we will share the ups and downs together. The upcoming time at university won't always be plain sailing, but now I am prepared. Roll on. I can't wait. How about you? Have you ever taken part in an OCamp? Share your experiences in the comments box below.